This is Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail I am on January 23 regarding Dwayne, D-W-A-Y-N-E, Jamison, J-A-M-I-S-O-N, and a history of accident. Mr. Dwayne Jamison alleges 4 separate work-related injuries, period, on 9-8-10, he was pulling an order near curtains and a forklift struck his right calf. Appeared on 12-28-10. He was shoveling snow and allegedly sustained injury to his lower and middle part of his back. Appeared on 2-1-11. He was struck with a pallet on the back of his right lower leg. Appeared on 6-9-11, he fell off of a chair and reportedly injured his back and leg. Period. In paragraph, according to the medical records provided on 1-8-10, he was seen by AtlantiCare. Period. Stated he went to an urgent care in, quote, in order to get out of work, I needed a work note, period, I've been working too hard and I'm stressed out, period, end quote. He evidently underwent an EKG at that facility that was abnormal, period. When arriving at the emergency department, he denied any symptomatic complaints, period. He was admitted to the hospital since blood pressure was elevated at 163/103, period. He underwent a cardiac workup while there, appeared a chest x-ray on 1-8-10, revealed no active lung disease, period. This was repeated on 1-9-10 and also showed no active cardiopulmonary disease. Appeared on 1-9-10, he underwent carotid duplex ultrasounds that were unremarkable, period. He underwent cardiac consultation by Dr. Gong, G-O-N-G, and had a stress test on 1-11-10 that showed no evidence of reversible ischemia. Pretty much discharged from the hospital on 1-11-10, period. In paragraph on 6-23-10, Mr. Jamison was again seen at AtlantiCare emergency room complaining of dizziness, comma, fainting, comma, and a headache, period. He was diagnosed with syncope and a heat-related illness. Period. He was seen at the same emergency room again on 2-1-11, claiming he was hit in the right lower leg by a wood pallet that was on a forklift. Period. X-rays of the right tibia and fibula showed no evidence of fracture. Period. He was diagnosed with a lower extremity contusion for which he was treated and released. Appeared on 2-1-11, he came under the nurse practitioner care of Ms. Martone, M-A-R-T-O-N-E, period. She confirmed the diagnosis of a contusion, period. She saw him in follow-up on 2-4-11, when he was referred for orthopedic consultation, period. New paragraph. On 2-8-11, he was evaluated orthopedically by Dr. D. Marat, who diagnosed a right lower leg calf contusion. Appear there were minimal physical exam findings. Appear he recommended a short course of physical therapy. Appear, however, he remained symptomatic, and on 3-1-11 was referred for an MRI. Period. On 3-8-11, Dr. DeMarat wrote, this revealed signal change in the lateral aspect of the mid-psoas, PSOAS, consistent with a contusion, but there was also some signal change in the posteromedial tibial diaphysis, consistent with a contusion. Period, ongoing conservative treatment was advised. Period. On 4-6-11, Dr. Tsourvas performed an electrodiagnostic study. This showed no evidence for motor coma, sensory coma, or entrapment neuropathy of the lower extremities and was deemed to be a normal examination. Period. Dr. DeMarat placed him in a Cam Walker boot on 4-12-11. Period. On 5-3-11, it was observed he was still noncompliant with boot immobilization. Period. On 5-12-11, Dr. DeMarat noted a bone scan of both lower extremities revealed no abnormalities. Period. He observed the subjective complaints far outweighed the objective findings. Period. The boot was... He was instructed to then wean himself from the boot. Period. Follow-up continued through 9-8-11. When he was discharged from active orthopedic care, period. Dr. DeMarat did not recommend any work restrictions. Period, new paragraph. On 5-2-11, Mr. Jameson was seen at the emergency department again, complaining of pain in his lower back, whose onset was one day earlier. Period. He underwent x-rays of the lumbar spine on 5-2-11 that showed no acute abnormalities. Period. There was no distinct mechanism of injury described with respect to any work-related activities. Pretty was diagnosed with sciatica, for which he was prescribed medications and instructed in exercises. Period. A three-phase bone scan of both lower extremities was done on 5-5-11 and showed no evidence of fracture or stress injury. Period. New paragraph. On 5-24-11, he was evaluated orthopedically by Dr. Anopol relative to an alleged back injury of 12-28-10. Period. At that time, he complained of pain bilaterally in the lower back as well as right lower leg, foot, and toe, whose onset was gradual. Period. He believed these symptoms became worse when he was prescribed a functional boot because of right lower extremity symptoms secondary to an alleged contusion injury. Period. Dr. Anopol diagnosed low back pain with right upper and lower extremity pain. Period. He wanted to rule out herniated nucleus pulposus with electrodiagnostically negative radiculopathy. Period. Accordingly, an MRI of the lumbar spine was done on 6-3-11. Period. It showed a tiny left paracentral and inferiorly extruded disc at L5-S1, abutting the left L1 nerve root. Make that left S1 nerve root without appreciable impingement or displacement of the nerve root compared to that of the right. Further, with severe right neural foraminal narrowing at L5-S1, with question of impingement of the right L5 dorsal root ganglion, period. He went to the emergency room again on 6-9-11, stating he fell attempting to get in a chair when the chair gave out. Period. He complained of pain in the right low back, comma, shoulder, comma, head, comma, and right calf, but did not experience loss of consciousness. Period. He alleged that he had fallen from a height of about 3 feet. Period. X-rays of the lumbar spine were normal. Period. He was then treated and released. Period. He followed up with Dr. Annapol on 6-16-11. Period. He explained the findings on the MRI were inconsistent with that which could be caused by wearing of a boot. Period. They are, however, consistent with findings that could cause the type of right lower leg pain that he had been having. Period. He explained these findings suggested that his right lower leg complaints may have always been related to the foraminal narrowing noted, rather than to any lower leg contusion he alleges to have sustained at work. Period. He advised neurosurgical consultation. Period. Dr. Zook reiterated this recommendation on 8-1-11. Period. At that time, he also cited a cervical MRI from 7-24-11 that identified a herniated disc at C4-5 with some mild cord deformity / compression. Period. New paragraph. A neurosurgical consultation was obtained on 8-8-11 with Dr. Sabo, S-A-B-O, period. He attributed the cervical herniated disc to the injury of 6-9-11, and that his underlying back symptoms were exacerbated by this same injury, period. They discussed various treatment options, period. On 8-16-11, a cervical and lumbar CT myelogram was performed, period. The results will be inserted here from the impressions section, period. On 9-21-11, Dr. Sabo performed anterior cervical discectomy and instrumental arthrodesis at C4-5 and C5-6 with microsurgical decompression and placement of interbody prosthetics and anterior atlantis plating. For the postoperative diagnosis, were right cervical radiculopathy with herniated nucleus pulposus. Period. He was seen on 9-26-11 by Dr. Krome, K-R-O-M-E, where he diagnosed a lateral gastrocnemius tear of the right leg. Period. Mr. Jameson alleged two injuries, the most recent of which was on 2-1-11, when he was using an electric car. Period. He was pinned by a forklift at that time. Period. Parentheses, it is quite curious that Mr. Crumb's right leg symptoms were then attributed to this trauma as opposed to his low back issues, close parentheses, period. Dr. Crone referred him for an MRI of the right leg, period. On 10/26/11, he wrote, it demonstrated some edema in the lateral gastroc muscle, but no evidence of muscle tear, period. He recommended repeat electrodiagnostic studies, period. A course of physical therapy was rendered on the dates described. Period. Dr. Tsorvas performed another EMG / NCV on 10/31/11. Period. This again showed no evidence for motor, common sensory, or entrapment neuropathy of the lower extremities. Period. It was a normal exam of the lower extremities. Period. Cervical spine x-rays were performed on 11/14/11, showing status post-fusion at C4-5 and C5-6. Period. On 11/15/11, he was seen by Dr. Daniel, who diagnosed a contusion of the right leg. Period. He deemed Mr. Jameson had reached maximum medical improvement and was able to return to full work-related activities that same day. Period. In paragraph on 12/13/11, he returned to Dr. Sabo, noting that physical therapy had been put on hold due to elevated blood pressure, period. On 1/10/12, he was thought to have failed physical therapy and was advised to seek pain management treatment, period. He did come under the pain management care of Dr. Pulser. Period. On 2/10/12, he performed a lumbar epidural steroid injection. Period. He saw Dr. Tsorvas again on 2/23/12. And he recommended, when he opined, Mr. Jameson's headaches were multifactorial in etiology. Period. He thought these were potentially due to uncontrolled hypertension, as well as an element of rebound headache. Common tension headache, common post-traumatic headache should be considered as well. Period. He recommended an MRI of the brain and some modifications in medications. Period. On 3/22/12, he wrote an MRI of the brain on 3/19/12 was unremarkable. So they ruled out any concerning pathology such as a bleed, comma, tumor, comma, or stroke. Period. Dr. Pulser performed a right L5-S1 epidural steroid injection on 4/13/12. Period. That same day, Mr. Jameson went to Shore Medical Center emergency room for a migraine. Period. A CT of the brain was done and was read as normal. Period. Cervical spine x-rays were again performed on 9/17/12. Period. Ongoing follow-up with Dr. Sabo continued through 9/18/12. Period. At that time, he was cleared for work with certain restrictions and was discharged from neurosurgical care and maximum medical improvement. Period. Mr. Jameson is no longer receiving any active care. Period. He does have a legal proceeding ongoing in this matter. Period. Work history. This 38-year-old single black male was employed as a warehouse assistant for the insured beginning July 2006. Period. He has remained out of work entirely since 6/13/11. Period. He denies his hobbies currently or in the past. Past medical history. Just right. His primary care physician is Dr. Jeffrey Gong, G-O-N-G. Present complaints. At the time of the current examination, Mr. Jameson complains of neck pain. Period. He has a sharp ache and nerve pain down his right arm. to the thumb and index finger. Period. His back aches, and he has a burning needle sharp pain with movement in his period. His right calf has a burning ache and coldness and pain, and that his foot drops out. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Current medications, none. Physical exam. General appearance examination, he's an adult black male, mesomorph, he's well-developed, but obese. Extremities upper, range of motion of the right shoulder was full with tenderness, but no crepitus, period. Motion of the left shoulder, as well as both elbows, wrists, and fingers, has fallen on planes without crepitus, tenderness, trigger, or locking. Period, manual muscle testing was 4+/5 throughout the entire right upper extremity, but was 5/5 on the left. Mild tenderness was elicited by palpation about the right scapula, comma, shoulder, comma, and forearm, but there was none on the left. Hands, wrist, elbows, normal macro, shoulders, normal macro. Extremities lower, peripheral pulses were intact bilaterally, period. Pinprick sensation was diminished in the stocking glove distribution on the right, but was intact on the left. Spine cervical, there was a well-healed right anterior transverse scar consistent with the history of surgery described. Period, active flexion was to 45 degrees, as was bilateral rotation. Period, right side bending was to 35 degrees with tenderness, but was falling left to 45 degrees without discomfort. Period, extension was full to 60 degrees. Period, mild tenderness was elicited by palpation of the paracervical musculature bilaterally in the absence of spasm. Spine thoracic, there was tenderness to palpation of the interscapular musculature bilaterally in the absence of spasm. Spinomacral, he changed positions fluidly and was able to squat to 45 degrees, complaining of low back tenderness. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actually flexed to 30 degrees. Period extension as well as bilateral rotation and side bending were accomplished fully. Period mild tenderness was elicited by palpation at the lumbar cervical junction. Period supine straight leg raise maneuvers elicited only low back tenderness bilaterally at 80 degrees with no radicular symptoms. A positive trunk torsion and Huber test for symptom magnification. Impressions and analyses. Mr. Dwayne Jameson, 38-year-old male, alleges to have sustained 4 distinct work-related injuries as enumerated above. Period. Interestingly, he claimed for a protracted period of time that his right leg symptoms were due to direct trauma to that region. Period, a physician subsequently speculated that his right leg symptoms may have been attributable to stenosis seen on a lumbar MRI all along. Period. However, his initially documented left-sided radicular complaints did not comport with the MRI findings, parentheses, but I will check that, less parentheses, period. He also underwent at least 2 electrodiagnostic studies that failed to confirm any lumbosacral radiculopathy. Period, Mr. Jameson ultimately underwent surgery on his cervical spine, as described above. Period, he's remained out of work entirely since 6/13/11, but nevertheless complains his symptoms are getting worse. Period, I will review the hallmarks of his diagnostic studies and treatment here. Period, new paragraph, the current examination, Mr. Jameson on 1/8/13 found variable mobility about the lumbar spine in particular. Period, sitting and supine straight leg raises maneuvers also failed to correlate with one another. Period, there were negative neural tension signs, but positive trunk torsion and Huber test for symptom magnification. Period, there was diminished pinprick sensation in a right lower extremity stocking glove distribution that did not follow anatomic dermatomes. Period, there was decreased active range of motion about the cervical spine associated with his healed surgical scar. Period, there was no weakness, atrophy, or sensory deficit in either upper extremity. Period, provocative maneuvers about the lower and upper extremities were entirely unremarkable. Period, new paragraph, this case represents 12.5% partial total disability referable to the cervical spine overall without regard to cause. Period, in my view, there was 0% disability involving the lower back, or right leg, comma, head, comma, or shoulder. Per Mr. Jamieson, subject of complaints are disproportionate to the objective findings and various alleged mechanisms of injury in this case. Period. End.